This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Round two of the presidential debates last night, President Bush and Senator John Kerry took questions from a group of uncommitted voters in St. Louis. The two men aggressively attacked each other on a wide range of subjects: the war in Iraq, education, health care, tort reform, and abortion. NPR's national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The first question went to Kerry from Cheryl Otis, who said she'd been talking to her coworkers.
I asked the ones who said they were not voting for you why. They said that you were too wishy-washy. Do you have a reply for them?
Kerry did.
Cheryl, the president didn't find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, so he's really turned his campaign into a weapon of mass deception. And the result is that you've been bombarded with advertisements suggesting that I've changed a position on this or that or the other.
Kerry said, contrary to Republican attacks, he supports the Patriot Act, for example. He just wants it changed. The same with the No Child Left Behind bill.
I complain about that. I've argued that we should fully fund it. The president says, I've changed my mind. I haven't changed my mind.
It wasn't the only time during the debate that Kerry tried to answer the most persistent charge of the Bush campaign, that he's a flip-flopper, a charge the president made again last night.
He said he voted for the $87 billion and voted against it right before he voted for it. That sends a confusing signal to people. He said he thought Saddam Hussein was a grave threat, and now said it was a mistake to remove Saddam Hussein from power. Now, I can see why people think that he changed his position quite often, because he does.
President Bush has been on the defensive for the last week. He was widely criticized for looking annoyed and angry in his first debate. His small lead in the polls narrowed. Then the chief U.S. arms inspector reported that Saddam Hussein did not have weapons of mass destruction or the programs to make them. Last night, Mr. Bush was so eager to get back on track that he literally jumped out of his chair to answer this charge from Kerry.
We're going to build alliances. We're not going to go unilaterally. We're not going to go alone like this president did.
Mr. President, let's extend for a minute.
I got to answer this.
Exactly. And with reservists being held on duty.
But let me answer this, what he just said about
going
alone.
I wanted to get into the issue.
You tell Tony Blair we're going alone. Tell Tony Blair we're going alone. Tell Silvio Berlusconi we're going alone. Tell Alexander Kwasniewski of Poland we're going alone. Got 30 countries there. It denigrates an alliance to say we're going alone, to discount their sacrifices.
Kerry responded.
Mr. President, countries are leaving the coalition, not joining. 8 countries have left it.
On health care, the top domestic issue this year after jobs, Kerry defended his proposal.
I have a plan. I have a plan to lower the cost of health care for you. I have a plan to cover all children. I have a plan to let you buy into the same health care senators and congressmen give themselves.
President Bush said Kerry's plan was the largest increase in government-controlled health care ever.
That's what liberals do. They create government-sponsored health care. Maybe you think that makes sense. I don't.
Kerry has proposed to pay for his health care plan by rolling back the president's tax cuts for people earning over $200,000. And last night he agreed to take a pledge not to raise taxes on anyone else.
Absolutely. Yes. Right into the camera. Yes. I am not going to raise taxes. I have a tax cut, and here's my tax cut. I raise the child care credit by $1,000 for families to help them be able to take care of their kids. I have a $4,000 tuition tax credit that goes to parents and kids, if they're earning for themselves, to be able to pay for college.
President Bush rejected Kerry's pledge and urged voters to do so as well.
And here he says he's going to be a fiscal conservative all of a sudden? It's just not credible. You cannot believe it. And of course he's going to raise your taxes.
The two men clashed on just about everything: stem cell research, abortion, the Bush administration's environmental record, and the reimportation of prescription drugs from Canada. And in an exchange that produced one of the odder moments of the evening, Kerry defended himself from Republican charges that almost 1 million small businesses would be affected by his tax hike on the wealthy. Kerry said the Bush campaign is counting thousands of rich individuals as small businesses, including the president himself.
The president got $84 from a timber company that he owns, and he's counted as a small business. Dick Cheney's counted as a small business. That's how they do things. That's just not right.
I own a timber company? That's news to me.
But according to factcheck.org, on his 2001 tax return, President Bush did report $84 of income from his part ownership of a timber-growing enterprise. Perhaps this and other issues will be clarified next Wednesday when the two candidates meet again in Tempe, Arizona for their final debate on domestic policy. Mara Liasson, NPR News, St. Louis, Missouri.